Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Beasts of Clawstone Castle by Eva Ibbotson, narrated by Jenny Sterling. Chapter 1. There are children whose best friends have two legs, and there are children whose best friends have four, or 1,000, or none at all. Madeline was very fond of people. Ordinary two-legged people. She liked the girls at her school and in her dancing class, and she liked the people she met at the swimming pool and in the supermarket and the library. When you like people, they usually like you back, and Madeline had so many invitations to parties and sleepovers that if she had accepted them all, she would never have had a night at home. She was very pretty, with silky fair hair and clear blue eyes and a deep laugh, the kind that infects other people and makes them think that being alive is a thoroughly good idea. Rollo, her brother, who was 2 years younger, was quite different. He didn't mind people, but his truest friends lived under stones or in the rafters of the local church or in heaps of earth in the park, and if he was writing a birthday card, it was more likely to be addressed to his stump-tailed skink than to a boy in his class. The skink didn't exactly belong to him. It lived in London Zoo, but he had adopted it. The zoo runs a very good scheme whereby children can choose an animal to adopt, and when he was 6 years old, his parents had taken him to the zoo to choose something he liked. The cuddly animals, like the wombats and bush babies and fluffy possums, all had waiting lists of children wanting to adopt them.